Right-wing debate media is a genre of corn. To put it crudely, it's conservative jack-off content. Although the participants are clothed, it enacts sexual power dynamics, specifically dominant-submissive relationships, in which the conservative, usually male commentator, is always the dom, and the liberal is the bratty submissive. Make no mistake, just because it's verbal sparring doesn't mean it's intellectual media. It's burlesque, it's role play. The thumbnails and titles are stylized in the font of hardcore media. Think how often in these titles you hear slammed, owned, destroyed. The leftist caricatures that women roleplay in these videos are often captured mid-sentence with an open mouth, which is an innuendo. In the case of the Whatever podcast, which I was almost a guest on, the spokeswomen for feminism recruited for these podcasting positions are OF models. It's Freudian. You evoke the Madonna whore complex. You imply a direct correlation between feminism and S-work. The debate tactics are dirty. There's often behind-the-scenes manipulation. I experienced that from the Whatever podcast. The double entendre of the adjectives used in the titles, like slammed, owned, and destroyed, there's a violent quality to them. It's all about beating your opponent, who is typically female, into submission. The titillation is that a woman who is outside of the bounds of traditional femininity is punished and beaten into submission by a dominant male. But this power play can never deviate from the script. If the woman gains an upper hand, then it's a turnoff for the male viewer. He's there to see the delusional girl with an open mouth and an unfocused gaze in the thumbnail getting destroyed and owned. And that's why I say this content is actively anti-intellectual, despite being about seemingly intellectual topics like politics and social issues, because it's not about promoting open-mindedness, perspective shifting, and maybe even considering the possibility that you might be wrong. Because it's not about an exchange of ideas, it's about domination and submission with the backdrop of intellectualism. But remember, the conservative debater never loses. If he is outmatched by an opponent and is beaten into submission, the power dynamic flips. He is the one who is humiliated on the sexualized end of it. So he is never put in a situation where he could be bested. He is either debating people who are far below his skill level in debate, even if they have solid arguments or ideas. Instead of debating a professor of gender studies, they would debate an 18-year-old with an OF account. Because she is a caricature of modern women, that's the role she plays. And don't get me started on the street interviews. And occasionally, by sheer accident, a male debater might encounter someone who is unusually informed, especially if we're talking about street interviews or debating college students. And if, objectively, he loses the argument and is backed into a corner, as we saw with Andrew Wilson and his debate that some women enjoy essay. But it doesn't matter, even if by an objective metric he makes weak arguments, evokes logical fallacies, and may even concede certain elements of his argument, the titles of the video will never portray him in an unflattering light. According to his producers who make the titles of the videos, his own little state propaganda machine, he always wins. He is never wrong. And the fundamental principle of being an intellectual is that you always have to consider that you might be wrong. But the closed-mindedness of it all, it's why this content will never be intellectually stimulating for really anyone involved. But for a certain type of man, it's stimulating in a very different way.